This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Malcolm. U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi spoke to lawmakers Sunday about the efforts to remove President Donald Trump from office. The speaker said the House would first vote on a resolution this week calling on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. If not, the House will move toward impeachment. The House is set to vote on Monday or Tuesday on a resolution urging the 25th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which allows the vice president and the cabinet to remove the president if he is unable to discharge his official duties. Pelosi added that after that, the House will proceed with bringing impeachment legislation to the floor. The opposition Democrats say President Trump should be held accountable after last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Wednesday's lawlessness came after President Trump spoke at a rally of his supporters, who he encouraged to head to the Capitol in a futile effort to block Congress from certifying the Electoral College in favor of President-elect Joe Biden. Five people died, including a Capitol Hill police officer who was involved in a scuffle with protesters. Two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of the state of Alaska and Pat Toomey of the state of Pennsylvania, have called for President Trump to resign. The president has told advisors he does not plan to do so. The president and the White House have also remained silent on the possible impeachment. Indonesian aviation authorities say they have located the two black boxes from the passenger plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta Saturday. The head of Indonesia's Transport Safety Agency told reporters that the divers would look for them, hoping to retrieve them soon. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer warned Sunday about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. His warning is in light of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of Trump supporters. Schumer said he spoke with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Saturday, quote, to urge him to relentlessly pursue the mob of violent insurrectionists incited by President Trump, adding, the threat of violent extremist groups remains high. Twitter banned President Trump's account Friday, citing the risk of further incitement of violence. The social platform had been under growing pressure to take further action against Trump following Wednesday's deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Now the far-right friendly social media app Parler risks going offline after Amazon decided to boot it off its web hosting service. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports. Nationalist politician Sadr Japarov won a landslide victory on Sunday in Kyrgyzstan's snap presidential election. The election was triggered by the collapse of the previous government. Japarov has won almost 80% of the vote in the Central Asian nation, which is closely allied with Russia. That's according to preliminary results cited by Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission. More than 80% of voters have also supported a proposal to reform the Constitution to give the president greater powers at parliament's expense. Pope Francis says the decision to get the COVID-19 vaccine is a matter of ethics. The Pope said in an interview, quote, you are gambling with your health, with your life, but also with the lives of others. Vatican City is set to begin its vaccine campaign, and Pope Francis says he has booked his appointment. Former governor of the U.S. state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is comparing the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol to the Nazis. In a video posted Sunday on social media, Schwarzenegger said the mob last week trampled the very principles on which our country was founded. He also said America's Constitution will not be overthrown. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.